your heating and cooling needs at 425-4717 or centralheatingandcooling.net. Turn to the experts at Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, where comfort exceeds expectations.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-216-9922. That's 1-800-216-9922. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-216-9922. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercial.
Mount Tom has the ball to start this second half as they are now moving left to right. Ball goes to from Husky. They try to throw it down to McCarn, kind of force it in there, and Asylum Springs was able to knock it away and get the steal.
Yeah, and it was going to work down there trying to get position. Parker just tried to bounce past it, and Asylum was able to get a hand on it.
Yep. Ball goes to Preter Gass. She tries to find a cutting Keen. Ball's knocked away by Coleman. It goes out of bounds. Oh, man. Mount Tom had a chance to get a steal there.
Yeah, Salem tried to do that little backdoor cut that they did down here a little bit ago where, you know, where you talked about how great a play it was. Witten did a great job opening up to the ball and hit the ball, and it just went out of bounds before she could grab it.
Yep. We're 37 seconds into this second half. It is Mount Tom up 42-7. Keen with it on the right side up top to Preter Gass. Over on the left side to Johnson. Throws it down to Preter Gass in the corner. She'll dribble out to the wing, gives out there to Jones. Jones is going to drill to the low block. Throws cross court to Ellis. Now near the top to Johnson. Down to Preter Gass on the low block. Down to 1 second. They're not going to get another shot off. Another shot clock violation. They weren't even watching it.
No, they weren't. Mountain Home, Siloam had several times right there that it looked like an open shot should have been there. But Mountain Home's rotation on their defense was just spectacular.
Husky into the front court. I saw the official leaving a gun wrapper on Dylan's laptop. Here is Colvin with it. Gives it to Husky on the right side. Now McCarron has it. Cross court to Coleman on the left wing. Down the corner to Yonkers. Throws it to Lakin Moore. She's going to go in for the reverse layup. Won't go, and the rebound is controlled by Johnson.
Yeah, it looked like Lakin took a little contact right there. They didn't call.
Yeah. They try to give it down to Ellis, knocked away by Husky, goes out of bounds. Salem Springs will inbound underneath their basket with 6:26 left in the third.
Got some updates from around the conference. Greenwood is leading Russellville by 10, 36-26 at the half, and Van Buren is up 30-14 over Greenbrier at the half as well.
Okay. And again, Harrison Alma, their game's actually got postponed until tomorrow. Ellis's pass was well wide of her teammate. I think she was expecting her to cut down towards the.
Yeah, they're trying to do that backdoor cut again. And like I said, Witten's doing a really good job defensively right now on Keen, and that's kind of their only offensive threat and firepower that they have on the floor. And she's doing a really good job not letting her get her hands on the ball.
Ellis checks out of the game. Canones comes in. Ellis looked like she was kind of shaking her hand a little bit.
Yeah.
Here's Husky with it up top. Gives it to Yonkers on the right side. Back to Husky. Throws it to Coleman on a low block. She'll kick it out to Yonkers on the right wing. Now she'll go up to the top, gives it to Husky. Back to Yonkers. Yonkers dribbles over the top. She'll be tripped. Emily Keene picks up her second personal foul. Team foul number one here in the third quarter against the Lady Panthers. 5:56 left to play in the third quarter. It is still 42-7 Mount Tom right now.
I remember watching Keene last year. I really liked her game. I like the way she plays. Mm-hmm. She's hustling hard. And
you bet.
She's a good player for Siloam.
Ball goes down to McCarn on the low block, and she'll be fouled. I believe they're going to get Canones.
Yep.
Yep, that is her first personal foul. Second team foul against Siloam Springs here in the third quarter. Husky will inbound it once again on the baseline. Gets into Coleman. She puts up the immediate jumper. Won't go, and the rebound is controlled by Preter Gast.
Good little offensive inbound set there. Witten just unable to convert.
Yep. Jones with it up top. picks up her dribble, throws over to Prettergas on the right side. She's going to dribble down into the lane. Now kicks out to Johnson. Johnson dribbles to the low block, gives it back out to Prettergas on the wing. She dribbles down to the towards the paint. Now it goes back out, gives it to Johnson on the right side. Finds Keen. She'll be fouled from behind. 5:18 left to play in the third quarter. They're going to get Whitten Coleman with her first personal foul. First team foul here in the third quarter against the Lady Bombers. 5:18 left to play in the third quarter. Again, 42-7 Mount Soma up right now. Ball goes to Johnson on the right side, up top to Prettergast. And she'll be called for the travel. So Mount Soma gets it back with 5:13 left in the third. Askew walk the ball across the timeline for the Lady Bombers. She has it between the circles, gives it to Yonkers, now over to Lake and Moore. Tries to throw it to McCarn, it goes a little high of her, but Coleman's able to chase it down and avoid the turnover. She'll give it out to Husky. Over to Yonkers on the left side, to Lake and Moore at the right, left elbow. Back out to Yonkers. She's going to dribble towards the low block. Oh, she's going in for the layup. It rolls around and falls in.
Great little jump step right there around the defender. And kept her great body control, but once again, it took us 4 minutes almost to score in this quarter.
Yeah. She's now in double figures, though, with 11. Jayla Yonkers is 44-7. Lady Bombers up. Up top to Johnson it goes. Over to Prettergast. Down to Jones in the left corner. She's going to dribble into the lane. Going in for the layup. Good. Good move by Morgan Jones.
Yep.
She's got five on the night.
She's a good little player for Siloam as well for the future.
Yep. Now back the other way, Kenzie Johnson picks up her second personal foul, 13th foul against the Lady Panthers here in the third quarter. Kenona's going to check out of the game as Jaden O'Brien comes back in. 4:20 left to play in the third quarter, 44-9 Mountain Home up. Inbound pass goes to McCartan in the paint. She puts up the jumper, won't go, and the rebound, well, it looked like O'Brien had it for a moment. Now it's a fight for it, and Yonkers is going to come away with it. Ball goes out to Coleman. Ball goes off someone's foot, but Lake and Moore is there to pick it up. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer at the top. Good! Lake and Moore with 19 on the night. 47-9, Lady Bombers up. 4 minutes left in the third.
47-9. I didn't think you'd be saying that tonight.
I know it. Ball's up top with O'Brien. Over to Prettergast on the right side. She dribbles to the low block. Now, wow. Woo! Try to throw a bullet, I guess, to O'Brien, and it goes out of bounds. Ellis is going to check back into the game as Emily Keene takes a seat.
That pass had some sauce on it.
Yeah, it did indeed. Whitten Coleman and Anna McCarn check out of the game as Bailey Rittenberg and Libby Fossus come back in. Parker Husky into the front court. She'll give it to Yonkers there at the top. Trying to get by her defender, and she'll be fouled there. They're going to get Kenzie Johnson with her third personal foul. Last foul, Matt Silent Springs has to give in this quarter.
Yeah, you know, it's never a good stat when you got 13 turnovers and 9 points.
Yeah, I know. Inbound pass goes Husky on the left side. Down to Lakin Moore. She's going to get by her defender. Now pick up her dribble. Gives it back out to Husky. Over to Rittenberg. Rittenberg's going to dribble into the lane. She's going to go in for the layup. She'll be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line with 3:12 left in the third.
You know, I love watching Bailey. She's got such great body control. You know, some people can move well in the air. Some people can move well off one foot. She's got really good body control just right there. She kind of went up and then was able to scoot over just a little bit as she was getting the foul.
Rittenberg's first free throw is up and in. That foul's on Erica Ellis. That's her second personal foul. Fifth team foul against Silent Springs, so Mount Home's going to be shooting free throws for the rest of this period. Second shot for Rittenberg is up. Good. She gets both. She has 4 points on the night. 49-9, Mount Home up right now. So the Mercer rule will be in effect the moment the fourth quarter begins. Ball goes over to O'Brien on the right side. She'll dribble up to the top. Gives it in the left corner to Labatad, who checked in a moment ago. Ball's knocked away and stolen by Mount Home once again. Here is Husky with it. Gives it to Moore. Moore's going to dribble on the left side. Go near the elbow. Now goes back behind the perimeter. Gives it to Husky up top. Over to Yonkers on the right. She'll dribble up to the top now.
Let's see Livy hold that offside block just a little longer. She's got a good seal on her girl. She'll be open.
Yonkers head gets the ball up top. Off the assist from Bailey Rittenberg, she gets the three. She now has 14 on the night.
Oh, it's a fun night for the Lady Bombers.
It is. 52-9, Mount Soma up. 2:24 left to play in the third. Ball goes to Jones. He's going to dribble to the low block, going in for the layup. She'll be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line with 2:19 left in the third.
Yeah, Jayla came off to try to help as Jones, the freshman, was taking the ball to the hole, and Jayla got there just a little late, maybe unable to take the player control foul, but didn't fall down, and so they gave the benefit of the doubt to the shooter.
Morgan Jones gets her first free throw. That's the first free throw shot for Solomon Springs tonight. That foul was on Jaylee Yonkers, her first personal foul, team foul number two against Mountain Home here in the second quarter. Lake and Moore and Jaylee Yonkers check out of the game as Sarah Williams and Addison Ferris come in. Second shot for Jones won't go. She gets 1 of 2, and the rebound is controlled by Mountain Home. Here's Husky quickly back the other way. She's going to slow it and set things back up. Ball goes to Rittenberg on the right side. Up top to Husky. 52-10 our score. Ball goes to Williams. She's going to give it to Fossus on the low block for the layup. Good.
Great passing. Ball hit the high post. Sarah did a good job facing the basket. Drew the defender to her. Perfect pass to Livy.
Fossus has 4 on the night. 54-10 our score. Here is Labatad with it. Gives it over on the left side to Johnson. She drills to the elbow. Now goes to the low block. Puts up the jumper over Rittenberg. Off the glass and in. Tough shot for Kenzie Johnson. She has 4 on the night.
Yeah. So far, sophomore and freshman's what's been leading these the Siloam Springs Lady Panthers.
Yep. Ferris with it in the right corner. She's going to dribble into lane. Going in for the reverse layup. Ball hits the bottom. It was a good move, but it hit the bottom of the backboard. Goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Siloam Springs.
Yeah, it bounced off. It hit the bottom of the backboard and came down and hit one of the Siloam players off her shoulder and went out of bounds.
Kira Alkier checks in for the first time tonight. She's a 5'6 junior as Parker Husky takes a seat. And now the inbound pass. And was that Fossness?
Yeah, it went into Fossness, and Fossness went up, just absolutely got hammered.
Erica Ellis picks up her third personal foul. Again, that's home already in the bonus. Libby Fossness at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has 4 points so far this evening. First shot is up, no good. Prendergast coming back in for Solemn Springs as she'll replace Erica Ellis. 1:23 left to play in this third quarter. And before the second free throw shot, Natalie Perez coming in for the first time tonight, replacing Jaden O'Brien. Perez is a sophomore for the Lady Panthers, a very young Lady Panther team. Fossus misses both free throws, and the rebound is controlled by Perez. Ball goes into the front court to Prendergast. She has it in the right corner. Out to Labatad. Up top to Jones. Jones gets by her defender, goes in for the layup. Good. Morgan Jones with 8 on the night.
Yeah, 8 of their 14 as a freshman, and, you know, she's just in attack mode. Lady Bombers got to do a good job staying in front of her.
And Rittenberg has the ball knocked away, but a little too aggressive as Kenzie Johnson. That's her fourth personal foul. So Bailey Rittenberg will be at the free throw line, where so far she is 2 of 2 with 4 points. 1 minute left as it is a 54-14 lead, and Rittenberg's going to try to add to that. First free throw for Rittenberg is up, in and out. Emily Keene coming back in for the Lady Panthers as Kenzie Johnson takes a seat. So Rittenberg with one more free throw to shoot. Second shot is up. Misses both, and the rebound's controlled by Keene.
Just a little flat there on that shot, but they were right on line, just not able to get them to go down.
Labatad's going in for the layup. It won't go. The rebound goes out of bounds. Balls, they're going to say last touch by Williams, and it will be Solemn Springs ball with 48 and a half seconds left in the third.
Boy, I don't know about that. Sarah was in the inside position, and the ball went. She was trying to bring that ball out the other way, and the ball went away from her.
Yeah.
We got a replay. Let's put that on replay.
Brent Jones inbounds it. Ball's knocked away, but Labatad's able to get it back. She gives it to Keene over on the right side to Jones. Jones will take the screen, dribble to the free throw line, pull up for the jumper, good. Morgan Jones in double figures with 10. 54-16, Lady Bombers up, 28 seconds left in the third. Here's Rittenberg with it. Picks up her dribble, gives it to Ferris on the right side. She tries to get by her defender, ball's knocked away, but Foss is able to chase it down. Now gives up top to Williams. Williams will give it to Alkier. She's going to try for the three on the left side. It won't go, and the rebound is controlled by Perez. She'll give it to Jones, 10 seconds left in the third. Jones will run it into the front court.
I'm shooting if I'm Jones.
Yeah. She's going to pull up for the three. It won't go. And rebound's controlled by Williams. And are they going to get a shot off? Nope. She's going to have the ball stolen by Keene. Keene's not going to get the shot off. And we've come to the end of the third quarter. And, again, the Mercer rule will be in effect when we come back. Our score at the end of three, Mountain Home leading Salem Springs 54-16. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need